continue causing drama and friction within the family, complicating what should otherwise be a happy moment, and damage the trust and respect he has with his sister, all because he has a hunch, some might call it an intuition, that this guy is bad for her. B. Mistrust his own ability to determine what's right or wrong for his sister's life and remain humble. Trust her ability to make her own decisions, and even if he doesn't, live with the results out of his love and respect for her. Most people choose option A. That's because option A is the easier path. It requires little thought, no second guessing, and zero tolerance of decisions other people make that you don't like. It also creates the most misery for everyone involved. It's option B that sustains healthy and happy relationships built on trust and respect. It's option B that forces people to remain humble and admit ignorance. It's option B that allows people to grow beyond their insecurities and recognize situations where they're being impulsive or unfair or selfish. But option B is hard and painful, so most people don't choose it. My friend's brother, in protesting her engagement, entered into an imaginary battle with himself. Sure, he believed he was trying to protect his sister, but as we've seen, beliefs are arbitrary. Worse yet, they're often made up after the fact to justify whatever values and metrics we've chosen for ourselves. The truth is, he would rather fuck up his relationship with his sister than consider that he might be wrong, even though the latter could help him to grow out of the insecurities that made him wrong in the first place. I try to live with few rules, but one that I've adopted over the years is this. If it's down to me being screwed up, or everybody else being screwed up, it is far, far, far more likely that I'm the one who screwed up. I have learned this from experience. I have been the asshole acting out based on my own insecurities and flawed certainties more times than I can count. It's not pretty. That's not to say that there aren't certain ways in which most people are screwed up. And that's not to say that there aren't times when you'll be more right than most other people. That's simply reality. If it feels like it's you versus the world, chances are it's really just you versus yourself.